how to get the support of the government agency. How are you doing this? Because our sources for distributing Prasadam are limited.
Well, what I said is that all the governments around the world are looking for a solution. They're looking for a solution to the problems of society. And we have that solution. But when you present it just as Hare Krishna is God, they're not ready to accept that solution. But what I'm finding is if you present it in such a way that it's very socially acceptable to them in the form of a very together welfare service, then they're willing to accept the people that are involved in that service, the devotees themselves.
Yes, but I tend to think that if they find out that the Hare Krishnas are wanting to distribute food with their money, they think that it's just a PR trick.
Well, they might in the beginning, but if you keep at it for many years, and they'll see that you're very serious and that you're not simply just doing a stunt.
Yeah.
Just like we've been doing it in Australia for 10 years, so now they're starting to really take notice of us. And whenever I approach people, I always tell them about the amount of prasadam we've given out, 2 million meals for free. And not only that, but we've given it out without any government support. We've been just collecting money ourselves. So they take notice of that. But they're looking for a solution, and they're giving out so much money to other groups. Just like in Australia, they give out $200 million a year for different groups to come up with solutions to different problems. You know, young people's problems, homeless people's problems, drug addiction problems, mothers without husbands problems. So there's so much money there, and if we simply just present ourselves in a very, as I said, a very together way, a very socially acceptable way, which the Food for Life service is, then they're willing to also, they'll be willing to support us too. And I find it actually works. Because the Brahmana is not accepted, as I mentioned in the newsletter.
Yeah. Yes, that is clear to me at this point. Where are the needy people? The way in Berlin we go to these occupied houses where the young people are. Where are the other needy people?
Well, that's going to vary according to the place. See, like in Australia, where I am in Sydney, youth homelessness is like the biggest problem.
Young
people who are homeless, kids on the street. That's the biggest problem. But in north of Australia, the biggest problem is Aborigines and older people.
Yeah.
Because everyone is, when they're older, they're retiring in the northern part of Australia. So there's so many old people up there, and also there's lots of Aborigines. And in Italy, a devotee was telling me the other day that no one is hungry in Italy. Everyone is so well off. So you couldn't really do the same public food for life program there.
Yeah.
But maybe Meals on Wheels would be good. And we're finding that that's also very successful in Australia too. There's one area, Food for Life Centre in south of Australia where they're doing Meals on Wheels. They're doing Meals on Wheels, and they may only be serving 20 people or 10 people a day, but people are taking notice of it. So it's not that you have to feed hundreds and hundreds of people to get attention.
Meals on Wheels means they're driving to those people who are in social, in deplorable situations.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You're going to people's homes, and you have you do it on a regular basis.
I talked to Richard Vaj Swami, Richard from Florida.
Yeah.
They have this university program where they distribute prasadam to the young students who later become somewhat influential in society.
Yeah.
So he claims that's the real food for life, because these are not destitute people, but they are people who later support us. And
that's
many good examples.
That's good too. But my point is that by doing something about the underprivileged people, the very well-to-do people take notice. And so you get their attention. And not only their attention, the government people's attention, you really touch the hearts of those people.
Yeah.
So that you get their attention in that sense, and they're willing to support it and be a part of that. Everyone wants to be a part of a good thing, you see. So we can't neglect these. And the point is that most people are underprivileged. Not many people, there's a very small percentage of people who are educated and well off.
So how would you advise someone to start such a program?
Well, actually,
by reading the newsletters, also from Rohini Sutta.
All right, yeah.
It has to be done, and we are doing.
Right.
We have a restaurant, and we want to have free food for life. And in Berlin, in this area of the alternative culture, but. I guess we can profit much by hearing your suggestions.
Well, what I said is that actually every temple is doing food for life in the whole of ISKCON, mm-hmm. but they're not promoting it as such. Every Sunday feast is also a type of food for life,
mm-hmm.
but we're not actually promoting it. So the first thing is to do something to actually distribute prasadam, and then the next stage is to tell everyone about it. Just like Lord Chaitanya says, wherever you meet, tell them about Krishna. So it's the same with food for life. Everyone you meet, just tell them about it. Tell them what you're doing. And that's always anyone who wants to become famous, who wants to make it to the top, he has to promote himself. They have to do something, and they have to tell everyone and promote themselves. So in the same way, we have to promote this food for life service. And Srila Prabhupada, how Srila Prabhupada, very compassionate personality, he said one time, within 10 miles, no one should go hungry. So this whole food for life program is sprung from his desire. So in that way, we can also glorify Srila Prabhupada. So, yeah, basically just tell people about it in whatever way you can. And advertise. Therefore, vans are very good. A van with a food for life logo on the side. You have to get an image. Now Hare Krishna's, maybe in Germany they don't have the proper image. So we have to create a very positive image. That Food for Life logo was created in Australia, I believe. And that's a very positive image. Sunshine, Food for Life, the name itself is such a positive, happy image. And it can, so that's important also. Maybe you might have to make some adjustments there.
We once had it. We started the tables and distributed every other day to the underprivileged of Stuttgart,
right,
and all around the world, Germany, and don't remember what came out of it. But we want to start it. I mean, after your newsletter, I really got that going.
It's going to vary according to countries. Just like in Riga, my friend Garudama, he also wanted to start Food for Life. So he started giving out free food in the temple. And he was getting so many people, and he did, one day he did a promotion, and he got all these important people to come, and everything, and he invited all these friends, all these regular guests to come, so he packed the temple. So anyway, they're feeding prasadam to everybody, and then these officials came, and they started to get very suspect. They started to say, well, are these people actually needy? Do they really need it? This is not so good. In other words, they didn't like this style of charity, that you're just sort of feeding anybody, because Garudama was saying like that, we feed anybody, and that's really not acceptable in a communist society. I don't accept that.
What was it? Riga?
Riga, which is Latvia. Latvia. So it never went over at all. They didn't like that style of prasadam distribution. Yeah. Maybe that might be the same in Germany, I'm not sure. Because the point is that they think they're perfect. They think they have the perfect society, perfect government. So they don't like to see this. So maybe you might have to be a bit more specialized, you see. But you have to find that area. You have to do a bit of research and find out what area of the German, Berlin or whatever society is lacking, and then use your food for life there, yeah.
That's a very good idea.
You have to find out. So yeah, we have pretty much a very broad scope in Australia, but in Germany you don't. So anyway, Garudama, he's now doing Meals on Wheels. He's going to people's homes. He's only feeding three people a day. But people are taking notice. It's becoming very respected. So it's not the quantity, it's the quality and, you know, and targeting properly.
What is Aristotle that said, give me a resting place, then I can take the whole world out of its position. You understand that when you by this,
right.
You know, if you have a resting place, where you put a long thing, then you can apply with a little force, a great
you understand?
Yeah. That's a
good. That's all we need. Just need that little.
Yeah.
So you've got to do a bit of research and find out where we can, where most people would take notice.
Yeah.
What area you could, where most people would stand back and say, "Oh, this is very good."
I understand. Good. That is clear to me.
Mm.
Now. Actually, from what you have written,
this is a letter from a politician.
Yeah,
it's a very good one.
From what you have written, I must honestly say, I do not have any questions.
You are convinced.
What?
You are convinced.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very.
It is easy. You have to apply the same principles of. How is it? Advertising your program and channeling in some support from country to country in a different way.
In a different way.
That's
the principle.
Yeah.
Australia, we've got a very good situation where we can just do all types of things. It's such a broad scope. It's really. You know, it's multicultural. We have everyone there.
Yeah,
all types of people.
Yeah.
Very fortunate. But, so you need to have some devotees steady on the service, and also you do need to have one person who can do public relations and deal with media and things like that.
That we have now.
We do.
Finally. But, as we discussed this morning, with another devotee, you first have to do something which generates that positive image which we want to advertise all over
the
good for life. Seems to be something good for
life. Very positive. And you can tie it in with the environment too, I believe. Just like our Padayatra in Australia, the theme is going to be a food for life thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're going to say to the people, Hare Krishna Food for Life is caring for Australia. And the point is that we're going to have the bullock carts and everything, and then the idea is that we're living a very simple life, rural lifestyle, and the vegetables we grow are used to support the Food for Life work, and like that very natural, healthy, simple way of life.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to use Food for Life in the body actually too, and on the way we're going to, of course, massive prasadam distribution. Like that. This new newsletter has some things you'd probably like. It's a shame you couldn't read that before, because it's quite a lot of things. This is one point which I make here about this Prabhupada's three-pronged attack.
Mm-hmm. I will read it in this one.
This is. In Adelaide, this gentleman here, I'll just click the edge of that. This gentleman here, he banned book distribution. This man, the Lord Mayor.
Yeah.
And he banned Harinam. And then when he found out about the Food for Life, he wanted to help. He wanted to support it. It was amazing. And he came along and he cut the cake. And he gave the opening speech for the launch of Food for Life. And I've got colour photo. This is my flip book, which has. So the following is an interview with His Holiness Mukunda Goswami on the subject of Food for Life.